The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the trial of the former Democratic Unionist Party leader Sir Geoffrey Donaldson is due to start today. Joining me from outside Newry Crown Court is News Talk reporter Emily Keegan. Emily, thank you for joining us from outside the court this morning as that trial is expected to begin. So what will happen today?
Yeah, so yesterday, Geoffrey Donaldson arrived at the court about an hour before anything was actually set to get going. And shortly after 11 o'clock, the jury was sworn in for both his trial and the trial of facts that is going up against his wife, Eleanor Donaldson. Now, just to remind people before we really get into it, Geoffrey himself faces 18 charges, including rape, gross indecency with or towards a child, and indecent assault. And his wife, Eleanor, is charged with 5 counts of aiding and abetting in relation to those charges that he faces. But last week, she was deemed medically unfit to stand a criminal trial. So she's facing a trial of facts instead, which essentially means the jury have to determine whether or not she committed the offences but can't actually find her guilty. So she'll never be criminally convicted if that were to be the case, if that were to be the outcome that the jury decided on. So yesterday, Geoffrey arrived in court. Eleanor won't be here for the proceedings given the nature of her case. And he sat in court with his arms crossed as the jury was sworn in. So we have 12 jurors ready to go this morning. They're returning for about 10:30 when the prosecution is to set out its case in the court, in the trial.
And it is expected to be a lengthy trial, isn't it? And the estimate is 4 weeks.
Yeah, so between 3 to 4 weeks is the time frame that the jury were given yesterday. The alleged offences are said to have happened to 2 alleged victims. So there will be a lot of witnesses in this case. There will be a lot of evidence to be laid out. Now, it is also important to stress that both Geoffrey and Eleanor deny the charges and have pleaded not guilty to all of them.
Okay, just going back to this trial of facts that Eleanor is facing, Eleanor Donaldson, can you talk us through what exactly that means?
Yeah, this was a new thing for a lot of us. It's not something that happens down in the South, and even up here in the North, it's something that happens very, very rarely. So there were very few court reporters here who actually even knew what it was. But essentially, this is something that happens when someone is deemed unfit to stand a criminal trial. And people who have been following this case for more than 2 years now will know that the trial has actually been pushed back multiple times because they were awaiting reports from doctors on Eleanor Donaldson's mental state. So last week, the judge did determine that she was unfit to stand a criminal trial because of those mental health issues that she's facing. So the jury will be asked instead to determine if she committed the offences, but she can't be found guilty or go to jail for them. They can also actually still acquit her of the charges. So essentially, the jury just has to decide if the prosecution's case is convincing and if they believe it. But the defendant, as I said, will play no part in the proceeding. So she won't be present in court for the next 3 weeks. And she will be represented by a lawyer, a different lawyer to that of Geoffrey Donaldson.
Okay, just going through the jury selection yesterday, I noticed that the judge said that he wouldn't insult the prospective jurors by asking them if they knew or recognised Geoffrey Donaldson. Did his profile provide a difficulty or an obstacle in swearing in that jury yesterday?
Absolutely, because that's not an unusual question to put to any potential jurors of if they know the person who's standing trial or if they know any of the witnesses who are going to give evidence in the trial. Because of course, if you are aware of the person personally, if you know of anyone else who's aware of them, it can pose difficulties and you can be coming into the jury with a little bit of bias behind you. However, as the judge said there, yeah, didn't wish to insult their intelligence by asking if they know Geoffrey Donaldson, because of course they know Geoffrey Donaldson. There's not a household in the north of Ireland who doesn't know Geoffrey Donaldson. And naturally, given the political landscape up here, he's already quite a controversial figure for a lot of people. So it was expected that people's political beliefs might kind of be something that was put to them before they were to actually be sworn in. It wasn't as detailed as we may have expected. They were asked to inform the court if they or anyone they know is close to, or anyone they're close to, is involved in politics or in the DUP, and if they were involved in any, and there was a list of church groups given and youth groups, and if they were involved in any of them or knew anyone. But that was essentially it. It was mainly if you knew Geoffrey, Eleanor, or any of the witnesses personally, that was the only thing that was really concerning to the judge.
Okay, Emily, so as you said, the prosecution case begins today. Has the prosecution outlined what their case will be at this stage, or are we waiting for that to happen?
Yeah, so that to be fair, the jury selection was expected to take all day yesterday, so I don't think anybody was really prepared to hear the prosecution's case. It did actually inevitably end up being wrapped up within an hour, so it was much speedier than we expected, but nothing got underway yesterday afternoon. So at 10:30, the court is resuming, the jury will take their seats, and that's when we'll start to hear the prosecution's case.
Emily, thank you very much. Emily Keegan there, News Talk reporter, will be at Newry Crown Court for the day, and we'll have plenty of updates on News Talk as we go through that. And of course, over the next 4 weeks, we'll be hearing the details from Jeffrey Donaldson's trial.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.